Hey, everybody. There are a ton of ways that you can follow us online. We've got our website, realnerdspodcast.com, that you can go to, and you can read articles and find the podcast episodes there as well. If you like social media, you can follow us on Facebook at Real Nerds Podcast or on Twitter and Instagram at Real Nerds. You can also call us anytime and leave a voicemail at 720-6NERDS5, and then we'll play your voicemail on the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you like us.
A real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can
talk through film. I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Well, hi, we are with Reggie West. Reggie, I am Ryan. This is James.
Hi, Reggie.
We are the Real Nerds, and we do movies, and we hear you're a big movie fan. So what is your favorite movie?
Well, right now and always and forever, be the first Matrix. The very
really?
First Matrix.
Yeah.
Yes. Very
That's
first
not
Matrix. Because past that, everything got confusing.
Yep.
What do you mean past that? I don't remember past that.
Yeah.
The series stopped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it
with
stopped.
Neo stopping the bullet.
Sequel. That movie was so cool, but nobody saw it,
think,
and they didn't make a
I think
a
it
sequel.
Stopped at I Know Kung Fu.
Yeah,
that was about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
oh, that's awesome. That was a good choice. I don't. I've never heard that one. So Matrix is their favorite movie because so many people are worried that the sequels kind of soiled the first one. And I disagree. I think the first one's amazing.
I think the first one really represented what they wanted to do, but I think they got lost somewhere between the last scene in the second one and the first scene in the third one, which was the same scene. So it was all of that was just. Completely
wow.
just messed everything up, but
I love that.
That's just me. That's just me. But first movie, Fishburne, kicking the crap out of Neo was fantastic, and I loved
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely
loved it. Loved
and
it.
And he, he was perfect in that role. He had that kind of mysteriousness about him, but he could also deliver lines where you're like, "Oh, that was really cool what he just said."
Yeah. Plus, he had his hands behind his back the whole movie, which was
he
great.
Did.
So. So that was fantastic.
So do you also read comic books, or are you just a movie guy?
No, I like comic books, too. I don't get a chance to read as much as I would like to, but I know that Civil War and World War Hulk, my favorite right
Civil
now.
Civil War's great.
Yeah, Civil War is fantastic. I just finished reading Fear Itself.
That's a good one,
too. Which was really good.
Oh.
And no spoilers, but somebody dies.
They do.
And it's fantastic, but...
They do.
But... That they have really good writing, just a lot of good stuff, especially with the stuff that Jim Lee does too. All of his art, especially with Batman,
yeah.
Superman, all that.
Oh
good
yeah,
stuff.
His Batman was amazing. Did you read his Hush story?
I did read Hush. I don't remember all of it because I read it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I remember that Hush was a good one. Arkham Asylum was a good one, and The Long Halloween was probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's Tim Sale. I love Tim Sale.
Long Halloween's
always great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a really fun one.
So you must be really excited.
I am really excited.
Because we got some Batman coming up.
Yes, yes. It's fantastic.
It's going to be really cool.
And I love that they picked Bane. And just for the fact that they kept all of the movies realistic. Like, they could have went with an Ivy, or they could have went with Hush or somebody... You know, but they kept it really grounded and kept it human versus making it really cartoony, which was, and really for a mature audience, was really, really good.
Yeah.
So
they did. Are you going to be at the Michael Uslan?
When does that start?
That starts tomorrow at
2.
2.
Starts tomorrow 2? At 2.
Because he told a great story. We were at Mile High Comics yesterday, and he told the story about Batman and when he saw it in 1966, all campy.
Yeah.
He made it his mission to make a mature and dark Batman, and he's been the producer on every single Batman film since then.
Starting with Tim Burton all the way
the way up to now, he's just produced every single one.
Yep, and even the cartoons.
Yeah. All the, like, those 90s cartoons you love.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, and it's a great story, and his book is amazing, and if you can get him sign it personally, he even draws a bat signal in it. It's
I'm going to have
great.
To check it out.
And it's funny because last...
Hopefully I can make that one because I really want to check it out.
You should.
It's cool.
Because if you like Batman, it's definitely one you should check out.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Last night he was at Mile High Comics and he gave a little spiel and told this little story. And he said, he doesn't want to spoil anything, but he does want to say,
that as much as we have loved the movies in the past, he just said, just wait, man.
Just wait.
And you could, from somebody who clearly just loves Batman, like from his soul,
yeah.
like to hear him say that was so exciting.
Just wait.
You know?
Oh,
he goes, 2 hours and 45 minutes. You won't even believe it. Like,
I'm all for it.
Now it'll be overhyped and we'll hate it. But still.
Yeah, it's okay. Even if it's not overhyped, I'll still go see
it. Yeah,
man. Go see it a million times. I know I will.
Do you have your midnight showing tickets yet?
Do you have your midnight showing tickets for Dark Knight?
I don't.
You gotta
funny story. Kayla and I went to go see Dark Knight on the first day it came out. And we were running. I knew that was going to be packed.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be sold out. We got our tickets. We were probably the last ones to get in the movie theater.
Oh.
And somehow, some way, we got sat right in the middle. Right in the middle of
that.
I have no idea.
Fine and amazing.
Somehow, it must be a mixture of German food and rushing. It just happened. It just happened. And for some reason, I mean, it was the best
wow.
time. Really best
That's
time.
That's awesome.
That's too cool.
Seriously.
Well, Reggie, why are you here at the con? What are you?
Right now, well, this is my first Denver Comic Con, and
this is everyone's first Denver.
Everybody's Comic-Con. First Denver Comic Con, and I'm just like seeing all of the exhibits and products and comics and posters and art and artists and everything, and it's just really it's overwhelming right now, but it's really cool to see a community of such talented people come together in one specific location just to showcase basically what they're made of, what they have, and it's just a really cool experience seeing all this stuff.
Wow, you said that so much better
Amen.
Than we could.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I was like, preach it, Reggie. Yeah. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking to people before about the fact that like people are lining up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon today. Like you could just see the hunger in people.
Yeah.
We needed something like this.
Yeah.
You know, we're out here in the West, there's nothing close by. You know,
this
and we deserved it.
This is awesome. Seriously.
Oh, it's so cool.
This is fantastic. Seriously. Yeah. Are you guys going to the gaming thing tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Right across the street?
We're actually kind of booked tomorrow with interviews.
Yeah, we got some interviews tomorrow, but I definitely want to go over there. When you get over there, there's a really cool like Lego, it's like Warhammer, but with Lego pieces. Check that out.
Warhammer Lego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like,
God.
No.
I love my life.
Exactly. We had this guy explain it to us all last night, and I thought, this is the coolest thing. I will waste my life on this game. Exactly.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over there as soon as I get off work, because I have actually a meeting with the guy over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over there. I'm going to tell you guys all about it. I'm going to come back here, and we're going to tell everybody else about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That sounds great.
That sounds great.
You'll be like our field reporter.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But this place closes it. 5 tomorrow, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, is it 5? I thought it was 6.
6.
I think
5
it's
6, 6
tomorrow and 5 on Sunday.
Okay. If it's 6 tomorrow, I should have enough time to go over there, check that out, come back over here, then go back over there.
Cool.
Cool.
I'm going to be running around.
That's
so,
we'll be here.
Yeah.
But you're also tying in with Comic-Con. You are having a screening for Comic-Con episode 4 of The Fan's Hope.
Yes.
Why don't you tell our loyal listener about... about your
singular one is better than nothing.
Yes, you know
one is absolutely better than nothing.
So what are you doing with that?
We're hoping it'll be 2 as of Monday.
See,
yeah, we'll see.
See, it is Comic-Con 4, Fans Hope, to basically a documentary about the San Diego Comic-Con and just an experience of where I mean on a much bigger scale. I mean, I've like seeing that
it's
one.
Crazy.
Seeing that one got me excited about the one here in Denver.
Yeah.
Just for something that I've always wanted to go to, especially when I figured out what it was.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with a lot of people. They don't know what a Comic-Con is or some sort
Agreed.
Of convention or what this, you know, what all of this means or like why are people doing this type of stuff. And I mean, for some people, I know a person I grew up in high school with that dressed up all the time, had like striped socks, and like did a whole bunch of different cosplay like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, nerd, geek,
yeah.
blah, 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 a whole bunch of different words. And now she's flying all over the country doing a whole bunch of different fashion shows and different types of very unique fashion. That's I think her thing's like J-Chan. Jay Chan Unique. I don't know if anybody's heard, but I'm shouting it out.
Yeah, get it out.
Jay Chan Unique or whatever it is. Jessica, fantastic work. And just seeing that and seeing how dedicated she was to her craft, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody's going to work for a geek or a nerd anyway. So it might as well start here. And that's what I'm just trying to get out with Comic-Con, the movie, just trying to let people know or show people that there's a different side than just video games or reading comics or just people that think that this doesn't, it doesn't mean anything, where it's actual talent. There's literature, there's art, there's, you know, creativity, fashion, you know, voices, voice acting's fantastic, and just so much stuff. And I just wanted to really promote that and show that for a community of people that may not even heard of this movie. And that's just something I really wanted to
do. That's so cool.
And is there a website we can go to buy tickets? And how do we buy tickets?
Yeah, the website is www.tugg, that's tug.com/events/703.
Cool.
And that's the event, and I'm really trying to push this out as fast as possible because the deadline for the tickets is June 30th.
Oh.
And I'm really just trying to push that out because if I have enough people, then it will happen. If it doesn't happen or don't get enough people, then it won't happen.
Okay.
So I'm really trying to push it out as fast as possible. And I'm going to try my hardest. I'm going to try everything I possibly can to get this out and make
this
happen.
This is the place
awesome.
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, Reggie? We're going to help you too. We will pimp you out as well.
Oh, yes. You guys are like exhibit.
You know, we will add links on our Twitter, Facebook, our blog page.
That's
and we'll help
really
you.
Cool. Like we got a chance to see it, but not everybody has.
Right,
and the
exactly.
Movie's great.
And
it is
fantastic.
It's something that people will definitely be interested in by come around the time that you want to show it.
Most definitely.
So that's going to be really cool.
Most definitely.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to promote here? You have the floor, sir.
The Mustache Emporium here at Denver Comic Con. Go get one. They smell like barbecue, and it's fantastic. You're going to be hungry after getting it. And it's just,
well, thanks for stopping by, Rich. That was awesome, man.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Well, a real nerd knows who shot. A real nerd can follow the plot. A real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!